Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Today, we are diving into time management again, specifically focusing on how to streamline your maybe no list that we developed in episode number 129. I'm going to guide you through a little process that integrates your core values, which we talked about yesterday on episode number 130, and the principles of Eisenhower's time matrix, or Covey's time matrix is another version, to help you make intentional decisions about your time. If you haven't heard of Eisenhower's matrix, we actually talked about Stephen Covey's time matrix in episode number 17, which is very similar. Both have you categorizing things according to importance and urgency, placing them into four different quadrants. Quadrant one is the urgent and important. Quadrant two is the important but not urgent. Quadrant three is the urgent but not important. And quadrant four is the not important, not urgent. So, anyway, just some background to get a little more insight on using the time matrix. You can go back and listen to episode 17, and I'll link that in the show notes. But before we go any further, if you have not yet listened to episodes 125, 126, or 129, and actually 130, I would highly encourage you to go back and listen to those before listening to this one. And before you do that, you should download my free time audit tools. The tactical work that I have had you doing in these episodes is done easiest and is explained best using those tools as a reference. They're completely free to you, and the links are in the show notes. You can either choose to get just the time audit tools, or you can actually get all of my free resources in one place. You choose. Both links are in the show notes, or you can go to gracefilledleader.com/freebies to find them as well. Okay, let's get into it. Welcome to the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast. Do you want better work-life balance? Do you get stuck in patterns of perfectionism and people-pleasing? Have you always been an overachiever but never really felt good enough, no matter how much outward success you achieve? Do you want more time for the things that matter most? Well, you are in the right place. Here on the Grace-Filled Leader Podcast, we focus on spirit-driven success and share the secrets to having better work-life balance as a busy woman in leadership. Here you will learn how to set boundaries like a boss, find peace of mind, and reclaim your time for the things that matter most. Hi, I'm Tanya, a wife, mom, leader, and certified Christian life coach. For most of my life, I tried to find worthiness through achievement. I spent decades people-pleasing and pouring myself into my work. I was looking for my value through the approval of others. This led me to feel burned out, empty, and exhausted. I had no time or energy for myself or my family. I realized that I was wasting time and energy looking for validation in all the wrong places. But my life changed when I finally surrendered and God showed me a different way. It is my mission to help you start living the abundant life God has for you. If you're ready to become fueled by grace and find freedom from people pleasing, if you're ready to multiply your time and impact as a Christian woman in leadership, this podcast is for you. Roll up your sleeves, sister friends. It's time to get after it. Before we really dive in, let's briefly revisit the concept of the maybe no list that we developed in episode number 129. This was a compilation of activities or time commitments that received three or more, quote, red responses during our previous time audit. These are the tasks that may not align perfectly with our core values, and they may not be essential to our goals and priorities. We're going to try to figure out if we can take some of them from a maybe no to a definitely no, thus freeing up more time for you. So let's go to the easiest place. I want you to look at your list of activities or time commitments and see if there are any items that are literally all red. like every cell. I would say that is the first place you're going to look at making some of those maybe no items a definitely no or a not by me item. There's nothing about those items that are aligned with a priority, a value, or a passion. So why are they there? Now again, when I referred to red cells, when we looked at all the questions we asked about each activity, that would mean it's of low importance, low urgency, it's energy depleting, it is an obligation, not a passion, it does not align with your core values or priorities, and it is not a necessity. So why are they there? Are you doing them out of obligation because you feel guilty saying no or asking someone else to do it? Is it a matter of habit or just something you've always done and you just haven't stopped to reevaluate why you're doing it? Are they time wasters that you're using to avoid or procrastinate something else? In any scenario, I would challenge you to consider if they could just be deleted altogether. And if not, why? What is the barrier? What is the consequence? Get curious about that. What feeling does it bring up in you when you think about not doing those things? Where is that feeling coming from? This kind of curiosity and inner work is something I encourage you to do whenever you find yourself struggling to let go of something that doesn't seem to align with your priorities. You need to try to understand what is the payoff or the reason you've done it all this time. What is the cost of continuing to do it, both from a time standpoint and emotional standpoint? And what is the return you get if you were to release them? What does it free up for you to make space for something else? In other words, if you got rid of the number of hours that you're spending on those things, how many hours is that that you could either be using just for white space or rest or quiet time, or adding back in some of those things from your savings bucket or the things you really do want to be doing but you're not? So that was the first place to start, the items that have all red cells in them. Now let's use the filter that the Eisenhower or the Covey time matrix offers us. If we think back to episode number 17, quadrant 4 on the time matrix was the quadrant of waste. And that was made up of items that were of low importance and low urgency. That means they're not important to achieving your goals and they're not strongly aligned to your core values. And they are not urgent. They are not necessary things that need to be done within a designated time frame. This is the next place I would go when looking for things you could remove completely or reduce on your list of time commitments or activities. Do you see any activities that have a red cell in the importance and the urgency columns? In other words, they are of low importance and low urgency. If so, identify those and identify how many hours per week they add up to. As you look at them, does it give you a heartburn to think about cutting them from your list or maybe drastically reducing them? If so, why is that? Is it about comfort? Is it fear of disappointing someone or fear of what others might think? Look at them and ask yourself, if I could take that many hours out of my week, what would that leave time for that is important to me? Would it allow me some breathing room, some white space in my schedule? Would it allow me to look at an item in my savings or desired activity category and add that in its place? Which would contribute to a better sense of fulfillment and well-being? Keeping this activity of low importance and low urgency, or removing it and replacing it with something else? Now, there's no judgment here, truly. Either answer is just fine. I just want you to get curious about these things you are filling your time with. Get intentional about running them through your filter of values and priorities. If you have something that is in red in the importance, the urgency, and in the energy level or the alignment with core values column. In other words, it's not important, it's not urgent, and it's either energy depleting or it does not align with your core values, I would strongly advise you to look at these. What can you get rid of? What could you get help with from friends or colleagues or family members? What could you delegate or outsource? I'm telling you, one of the things that I had for a while was a cleaning lady that would come once every couple of weeks to clean the floors and the bathrooms and do the dusting. It was literally the best money I have ever spent. Well, or more recently, my husband ever spent, because it was a gift to me. Unfortunately, I no longer have it, but while it lasted, the stress reduction and the pleasure I got walking through the door every other Tuesday was priceless. Maybe you don't have the financial resources to pay someone, but maybe you have kids or a spouse that could be part of the solution. What can they help with that you are currently doing alone? Or sometimes we just need to look at our own expectations of ourselves. Are you expecting yourself to have a perfect home and you should all over yourself if it looks a little lived in? Maybe you need to get curious about what is driving that pattern. Is anyone else expecting that of you? Is it compromising your ability to just enjoy time with your family or your friends? Maybe there's a middle ground that would leave your home tidy but not consume your time and your energy. You have to do you. I'm just encouraging you to get curious. What is essential? What is good enough? Albeit not perfect, but good enough. The goal of today's episode is to get some of the things that are currently on the maybe no list and get them off the list completely or in part. The reason we want to do that is we only have the hours outside of our yes list to work with. And we want to be able to create more time for some of the things that haven't even made it on our list, or to just create more white space and breathing room in our schedules. So again, look for the activities that have all red cells. They are of low importance, low urgency. They are energy depleting. They are an obligation, not a passion. They do not align with your core values, and they are not necessary. Get rid of them. And if you can't, get curious about why they're on the list at all. Who or what purpose are they serving? Can they come off completely? And if so, what time would that give you each week to recover or add in something you're more passionate about? Next, you want to look at the items that have two of their three plus red cells in the important and urgent columns. That would indicate that they may be of the waste or distraction category. So they're low importance, low urgency. If they are also energy depleting or not in alignment with your core values, again, can they just go? Can they be reduced if not deleted? If you got rid of them or reduced the time you spent, what would be the outcome? How much additional time would it give you? Would there be a negative impact? And what would that be? And what makes it negative? Again, you are peeling back the layers of the onion, getting curious about your motives for doing what you're doing. Are you avoiding conflict or avoiding guilt, expecting too much of yourself, attempting to meet the expectation or the approval of others? Is it getting you any closer to the life that you want to be living? Ultimately, we want a good chunk of your time spent doing things that move you closer to the life that you envision for yourself, a life that is full and in balance. Now, it won't be without its problems and obligations, but it certainly can be full of purpose and meaning, which makes the obligations far more tolerable. Remember the work we talked about yesterday in episode 130? When in doubt, look to your core values and use them as a guidepost, your true north, a filter through which you do your decision making. A life that is better aligned with your core values will feel more in balance, even if it is still a busy life. Haven't you felt that? When you are busy doing things that bring you meaning and align with your purpose, you might be spending loads of time on it, but somehow it is not depleting like other things that are not so well aligned with who you are and what you seek. Now, here's a little additional bit for those of you who have identified some things that maybe could become a no on your list, but you're starting to sweat at the thought of saying no to someone. The key is to say no with grace and love, and to do it in a way that elevates the thing that you're saying no to. In other words, you want to say and show that the thing in question deserves someone's best yes, and you don't have the capacity to give it your best yes, so you are going to need to say no or pass the torch or whatever it is. Express gratitude for the opportunity to be considered or to have had the opportunity as long as you have to serve in the role, but that maybe you're at a point in your life that you have to really look at how to effectively manage your time in a way that better supports the needs of your family and allows you to show up as the best version of you in all that you commit to. If everything is getting a yes from you, nothing can get your best yes. For more on setting boundaries and saying no with grace, go back and listen to episode number 112, Setting Boundaries and Saying No as a Busy Professional Woman. I'm going to link all of these episodes that I mentioned today in the show notes for you. So I hope this episode was helpful as you begin to look at what things can come off your plate to create more time and space for what matters most. I would love it if you would come over to the Facebook community and share the values that guide you and those areas of victory that you have in having the courage to say no to some things that don't align with those values. And as always, my dear friends, I pray that the Lord fills you with gratitude, peace, and His amazing grace. I pray this episode blessed you, spoke to you, or encouraged you in some way. If so, please share it with a friend and head on over to Apple Podcasts to leave me a review. That's the only way for me to know if you're enjoying the show. Nothing blesses me more than to hear from you. Also, come on over to our free Facebook community. This is a great place for us to support one another on our faith and leadership journeys. You can find the link to the group in the show notes or go to gracefilledleader.com/community. If you have questions or content ideas for the show, please send me a message on SpeakPipe or via email. Go to gracefilledleader.com/contact and leave a written or voice recorded message. I would love to know how I can best serve you on the podcast. Now to Him who can do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. Ephesians 3:20. Until next time, my friends, God bless.